WLIF, We Love Interval Signals, has finally run out of material to broadcast. The management staff decided to change formats, but didn't want to do all the paperwork necessary to file for call letter change with the Organization of Radio Grants and Station Monitoring, Orgasm. So they decided to keep the call, and the new format will be We Love Intense Sex. Our spies have managed to obtain a copy of an upcoming program. Here is an excerpt. Jack Bargan says that now he can finally use that large tape library he's accumulated over the years. Good luck, Jack. In our last program, we reported that CHU is trying to lure listeners away from WWB by using the Swedish Bikini Team. No DXers have reported the new format, but we found out that CHU has a relay agreement with Radio Bangkok to test market the new features. WWB was reported to be countering the move with bits involving Madonna and a seal. DXers have also not reported these new features either. Rumor has it that Madonna and Steele have not been following the scripts provided by WWV. And what is perhaps a desperate measure, WWV plans to broadcast full frontal nudity at the top of each hour with a special surprise on each odd hour. The new Romanian pirate has been widely reported using many frequencies at many different times. The new station is called the Voice of the Pirate. And is run by a fellow named Vlad, V-L-A-D, folks. Your announcer, Bram Stoker, has a special interest in this station and invites all pirate DXers to leave their shack windows open and wear loose-fitting clothing whenever the station is on the air. In yet another proposed merger, the Public Union for Broadcasting Intensity Claptrap, UBIC, did not allow a new joint venture between Radio Beaver and KUNT. A pubic spokesperson was quoted as saying, "This would have been just too much to handle and we didn't want to get into it too deep." Well, that's about it for another program. We'd appreciate receiving your DX tips, station news, and other related dirt. Remember, we don't give a damn whether there's any truth to them or not. Send your items to P.O. Box 69, Kissimmee, Florida, 555-1212. Esta es Radio Azteca, transmitiendo desde la costa del norte en América. Si deseo una conmemoración de sintonía de esta transmisión, enviaré sus datos de recepción a DBS, apartado 488 Westville, Nueva York, 14895. Eso fue DBC Comunicaciones, apartado 488, Wellsville, Nueva York, 14895. And now it's time for a word from one of our many sponsors.
New York City, it's still a hell of a town. Telephone. We know getting a malicious or obscene phone call can really piss you off. If you get such a call, fuck it. Hang up immediately. In most instances, that's enough to stop the caller from becoming a pain in the ass. Too often, though, people unwittingly encourage the caller by talking back. Don't be a prick. You can't argue with a sick mind, so don't try. If hanging up quickly doesn't work, for shit's sake, don't panic. Just call our business office. You'll find the number in the front of your telephone directory. In persistent cases, our annoyance call bureau takes over to try and trap the fucker. Working with the police, our annoyance call bureau is has been responsible for 844 arrests and 54 abortions. And offenders have learned that a 10-cent phone call can cost them as much as $1,000 and jam their ass in prison for a year. At New York Telephone, we're in business to give you service. And part of our obligation is to see to it that no motherfucker abuses that service. After all, the service we give you is a thing.
For a new feature on the actor Dirk. We have it on good authority that Doogie Howser is the love child of Glenn Howser and Alice Brannigan.